got a group visiting us, the Knights of St. George, right? Yeah. So welcome. And welcome to any visitors that we have with us right now. I want to open up my sermon today by showing you something. So, I have seven of these for those who can convince me they are my very best friend. But I do have seven in the little thing that you use to put it in your yard. But there's kind of a campaign of this going around, and I thought that's perfect. You know, because ultimately that's what we want, isn't it? To Jesus to reign in 2020 and beyond. So I think that's what the battle really is, the fight that we have today. Where do I want to put this? You take care of that, John. There. So the battle lines are drawn. We have been talking about this. We will continue to talk about this because, you know, what are we all looking for? We're looking for clarity. We're looking for truth. We're looking for a deeper way of understanding the ways of God and how that impacts the world today. So I start out by asking, are you defined? Is who you are set in, or who you were set in granite? So there's no hope of transformation, no hope of renewal, no hope of conversion. Is it done? You are what you've been. And that's who you will always be. You see, that's how this godless, secular, disconnected from the divine culture believes. They just don't know any better. This is the born that way culture, right? For them, your history defines you. Your history grants insight into who you are and what you will always be. So let's start looking at children. You know, without knowing any better, they start out believing the world revolves around them. It's just part of their formation. And they absolutely have to have whatever they want, right? And they have to have it right now. So temper tantrums are a very effective way, they figure, to get what they want and get it right now. Parents, can I get an amen? And so don't we know that these temper tantrums don't define that child as who they will always be, because unless their hearts are set on a higher way, they could perpetuate in that way. In fact, that's what we're seeing in our burning streets in America right now. See, parents, you're the children's formators. You're their first and your primary formators. You're the ones that are educating, forming, helping your children to know there is a higher way. There is a better way than the world revolves around me and I should get whatever I want and I want it now and I'm going to do a temper tantrum until I get it. Which again is what we're seeing on the streets of America right now. Where were their formators? Where were they showing them that life is meant to be lived in that humble and selfless way? It's the way of striving to cultivate a virtuous life in the Holy Spirit. You know, in our 54-day novena, which I added the part where we're in basic training during that time. The first 27 days, we looked at such things as the theological virtues, faith, hope, love, the cardinal virtues, prudence, justice, courage, temperance. Then we moved on to the gifts of the Holy Spirit, wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, fear of the Lord. And then the fruit, the evidence of the Holy Spirit within us, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You see what this is? This is us striving to live a higher life. You know, none of us is perfect. In fact, you've heard me give this quote before, but in the context of today, I want to share it again. Coach Vince Lombardi, okay, Green Bay Packer fame, title town, served Mass every morning. Traditional Latin Mass at the time was the only thing on offer. Okay, so he served Mass every day and won championships in the afternoon. But he said, none of us is perfect, but if you chase perfection, you'll catch excellence. You know, we see this totally non-biblical view of humanity, this born this way, that way view, even at the highest levels in our church. And of course, we've seen it in our godless culture. Who could ever forget the Kavanaugh hearings? I think it's all coming back to mind right now as we're seeing Amy Coney Barrett, a devout Catholic mom of seven, who appears to be the left, the Democrats' worst nightmare. Now, I want people to understand the implications of that reality right now. A devout Catholic mom of seven is the Democrats' worst nightmare. We have to look at all these things as we're building our consciousness, as we're striving for perfection, catching excellence along the way. Don't we know that during those Kavanaugh hearings that they were in essence saying, whatever you pretend to be is a sham because look at what you did in high school. They don't know any better. Somehow, some way, the formators weren't there to help them to understand that our God is the God of transformation. Our God is the God of conversions. We aren't defined by who we are. We aren't born that way. That's not a biblical perspective. God is always calling us to be the best possible version of ourselves that we could always be. Those people who believe you are what you were and you always will be that way don't understand the likes of Mary Magdalene, St. Paul, killed Christians, and the playboy St. Augustine became a doctor of the church. Thank God for St. Monica's prayers. God's amazing. And he does amazing things. Frankly, my view of this biblical view of humanity has me looking at the president right now. I've been watching this for 4 or 5 years. He has a past. He was, you know, living in that New York bubble, as they call it. Where, you know, not all, I don't want to generalize, but a strong liberal, okay, anti-God belief of things like you are who you were and you'll always be that way. And, you know, freedom, liberal, freedom means have whatever you want, whenever you want it. Like that little child, right? I want it now. And I should have it now. And if not, I'll burn the streets and loot the stores and create havoc because I want it now, right? Well, he was immersed in all that. Well, what happened? And I've been watching this, and I know you have too. He came out into the Bible Belt, didn't he? And he met you. He met people who understand we are not who we were, but we will be if we don't get on the path that leads to God. We're not perfect, but we're striving for perfection. and we're catching excellence along the way. We know that we have to be about the theological virtues, the cardinal virtues, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We know we need to chase after that. Again, not perfect. I think you're all like me. Every day I go, whoops, I guess I learned another lesson. But hopefully we are learning. I'm 62 years old and I learn every day. But it's always in the framework, and I pray, God, that this is the way it is with me, and I know it is with you too. That it is in this wanting to please God in every way mode. Okay, we'll make mistakes along the way. But what is our intentions? She speaks to purity of intentions. You might make mistakes, okay. But always, 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 you're on that narrow path. You're not choosing the broad way of do whatever we want because it feels good. That leads to destruction, right? You're on that narrow path that leads to the glory of God. And so you were exposed to our president, or he was exposed to you. And I'm watching. And he's changed. He's changing. I actually predict that he's going to become Catholic in his second term. I mean, this third pick of his is another Catholic. But I, you know, he was just at the Catholic prayer breakfast, or he spoke at the Catholic prayer breakfast. His wife is a devout Catholic, carries a rosary. Hopefully, it's my rosary. I sent one to each of them. Touched to 165 relics of saints. If that doesn't convert them, I don't know what will. My brothers and sisters, our God's amazing. We always have to believe that, hope in that. We always have to understand that God is the God of miracles, amazing miracles. Even a playboy become president could be converted. The secular left, radical secular left, would laugh at that. Are you kidding me? Look at his past. Look at his past. No. Look at his present. Look at our present. With God, it was never who you were that matters, but who you are now and who you are striving to be. You're not perfect, dear family, but I'm overjoyed to be among all of you who are chasing perfection and catching excellence. May your striving continue to inspire others to strive. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.